Today on Back to Health.
We've treated Jim for about 8 weeks. My program for this condition is usually 3 times a week for 8 weeks, and it has several things that we do. And all of a sudden, probably about week 4, he just starts seeing a difference. And then we just finished his re-exam on it last week, and now his pain has gone from 8 out of 10 to 3 out of 10. Now he could stand and walk for 10 to 15 minutes. And you love to say, oh God, that's still not that long. Well, you know, it's a lot better than 1 to 2 minutes. Pain 8 out of 10 compared to pain 3 out of 10, that's life-changing for people. This changes your lifestyle.
Hi there, welcome to Back to Health. I'm Dave Deno, and this is the program where we uncover the latest advancements in spinal health, pain management, and non-surgical treatments. As always, I'm joined by Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, with locations in San Mateo and Campbell. Dr. Ferreño is a leader in non-surgical spinal restoration. He has dedicated over 36 years to helping people break free from chronic pain, mobility issues, and spinal conditions. Today, we're going to talk about spinal stenosis and back pain. I got to tell you, it is such a delight, Doctor, to visit with you once again.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here and looking forward to our show today.
Let's get right to it. We'll start by talking about spinal stenosis. It is a condition that may be unfamiliar to many of our listeners, at least the terminology. But it occurs to me that we actually see evidence of it just about every day. Can you explain what it is that we are seeing and then what it means?
Yeah, Dave, you're right. It's a condition that's not talked a lot very much, but it's a condition that you actually see throughout the day. This is the patient who is bent over, usually in a walker or bent over your shopping cart. It's real common because that bent over position actually gives the patient relief. This is a condition that gets worse as we age. So this is one of the more aging degenerative conditions that we see. And it's a combination of usually three things. It's when the disc herniates back into the canal, the facet joints get arthritic and grow into the canal, and then a ligament thickens again, taking up room in the spinal canal. And remember, stenosis means narrowing. It's narrowing of the spinal canal where your spinal cord and all your nerves are. Obviously, we don't want that spinal canal to be narrow. We want as much room as possible for those nerves. But as that canal starts to narrow and narrow, these symptoms start mild, but they get very, very severe, and it's one of the most debilitating conditions that we treat. Once you start getting these symptoms down your legs or having the symptoms in your back, you really want to get treatment or evaluated as soon as possible, because if you wait too long, it will literally debilitate the patient.
You say that the spinal canal narrows. What does that do then to the spinal nerves?
Well, it literally compresses them, right? So it causes a lot of irritation, inflammation on the nerve roots or on the spinal cord. Remember, your spinal cord, you know, this is one of the most important systems in your body, is your nervous system, right? You have your brain, your spinal cord, and then all the nerves exit the spine that really go to every cell and tissue in your body. This is what feeds your muscles to make them contract. This is what allows you to bend, lift, and do all the things that we do. So whenever you have compression on your spinal cord, it could cause all sorts of problems. If you have it in your neck, you're going to get pain in your neck, pain down your arms, numbness and tingling in your hands. If you get stenosis in your low back, obviously cause back pain. It's going to cause you to bend forward. It's going to cause you to have pain, numbness, and tingling in your feet and toes. Remember, the nerve controls the muscle. If those muscles start to weaken, well, now you're going to have a hard time standing and walking. And that's really the thing that this takes away, is standing and walking.
Let's talk for a moment then about the pain or the numbness or the functional limitations that this causes. Do you have a patient story that you can share with us about that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just finished treating this patient last week. His name is Jim. He came to my San Mateo office, and he had classic spinal stenosis symptoms. He's slightly bent forward. He's got back pain, 8 out of 10, so pretty significant back pain. And this is a scenario. I could do all these tests, and no, that don't hurt. He could sit down for as long as he wants, no pain. And he literally can't stand for more than a minute or two, and then all the pain starts hitting significantly in his back and his legs, and then he has to sit down. And once he sits down, the pain goes away. But he can't stand and walk. So we've treated Jim for about 8 weeks. My program for this condition is usually 3 times a week for 8 weeks, and it has several things that we do. And all of a sudden, probably about week four, he just starts seeing a difference. And then we just finished his re-exam on it last week, and now his pain has gone from 8 out of 10 to 3 out of 10. Now he could stand and walk for 10 to 15 minutes. And a lot of us say, oh, God, that's still not that long. Well, it's a lot better than 1 to 2 minutes. That's a lot. And remember, pain 8 out of 10 compared to pain 3 out of 10, that's life-changing for people.
Wow.
This changes your lifestyle, right? So he's done really well. And remember, there's no cure for spinal stenosis. This isn't a curable condition. When you have it, you have it. When your body degenerates and you have that arthritis in there, no one's taking that away. We want to create more room in that canal and get that patient to move and function better, and of course, reduce his pain levels as much as we can. And I think we did that really well for Jim.
So what you're saying is there's no Roto-Rooter for the spinal canal.
No, I mean, yeah, you could go ahead and have surgery, but that's our last choice. That a lot of times that could cause more problems than it corrects. So, I always tell patients exhaust all non-surgical measures first. Surgery is your last choice if you're miserable and you've tried everything. But until you've tried everything, I wouldn't go to surgery.
You mentioned a program of 8 visits. And just this last week, I heard someone with the classic critique or criticism of chiropractors, imagined criticism of chiropractors. Why do I have to go back so many times? What do you say to that?
Well, and let me correct you on one thing. It's 24 sessions over 8 weeks, right? So this is 3 times a week for 8 weeks. This condition, especially with spinal stenosis, this is a condition that has developed over years and years. It's not going to go away in 2 or 3 sessions, right? That's why people want a quick fix all the time. They expect, something that's been lasting there for years to go away in 2 or 3 visits. That's just not how the body works. It takes time. When your doctor gives you a prescription of pills, you don't take 3 of them and throw the rest away. You take the whole prescription. So we give treatment plans based on the research on spinal decompression. All the research was 20 to 25 sessions over 6 to 8 weeks that showed a change to the disc. It showed increase in disc height, a reduction in disc herniation size. If you just want temporary relief, yeah, you could come in a few times and have some temporary relief. But if you're really looking for longer term benefit, then you got to go through a program based on research that shows actual change to the physical core problem. That's our whole goal in our office. This isn't about a one visit, I want to feel better for a week. This is about making a change long term for the patient. It
Yeah, I
takes
heard
time.
somebody say the condition did not happen overnight. Therefore, the solution is not overnight either.
In this society nowadays, everyone wants the quick fix, and it's just that's not reality.
Folks, a reminder here that you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today, we're talking about relief from spinal stenosis and back pain. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or you can log on to their website, bayareabackpain.com. Again, bayareabackpain.com. Can you tell me more about the symptoms of spinal stenosis?
Yeah, so the symptoms, they develop gradually and just really year after year become more and more severe. That's why you want to get checked out as soon as possible. And stenosis usually occurs in the cervical spine or the lumbar spine, or some people they get it in both, which is not great, but that's just where most of the stresses are in your spine, so those areas narrow more. So usually the symptoms you're going to either see persistent neck pain or persistent chronic lower back pain, usually again when you're standing and walking. You're going to get numbness, tingling in your arms, hands, your legs, or your feet. You know, obviously if it's in your neck, it's going to go down your arms and into your hands. And in your low back, it's going to go down your legs and into your feet. So the numbness and tingling, and that becomes a problem because now patients, they can't feel the bottoms of their feet, and that affects their balance. Also, remember when those nerves are compressed, they control the muscles. So now you start getting some weakness in some muscles and not in others. So now you also have a muscle imbalance. So one of our biggest keys with these patients is also balanced training because we do not want these elderly patients to fall. And this is a very common thing with patients with spinal stenosis between the numbness that they can't feel the floor and the weakness. Now they are really finding that they're falling a lot, and then that could cause a whole new host of other issues. But other symptoms, of course, you're going to see that patient bent forward. And remember, the body is bending them forward on purpose. You know, no one wants to walk around bent forward, but when you have narrowing in the canal, your brain is sending signals to your hip flexors to bend you forward on purpose because by bending that patient forward, it opens up room in the canal. And all your brain is thinking is, I need to create more room for my most vital system in my body, which is my nervous system. So the body is purposely bending forward to create more room in the canal, which gives the patient relief. So that's why you see that patient bent over in a walker or on that shopping cart. Those are probably the most common symptoms for spinal stenosis.
They can vary, can they not, in intensity from person to person?
They vary a lot. And again, the more, you know, you may come in and only have mild stenosis, mild narrowing, but the patient who comes in with severe stenosis, that's when it becomes more debilitating of that they just can't do anything. They could sit, you know, but again, that's not great. You got to be able to move. We want, you know, for all other health issues, you want to be able to move and be able to get around. But the patient sometimes, it starts off, I could stand for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden they're coming in years later, I can only stand for 1, 2, or 5 minutes. You know, I have a Safeway right across the street from one of my offices. And I could bend that patient. I could do all these orthopedic exams. Patient could sit there and talk to me for an hour in no pain, yet they can't get up and walk across the street to Safeway. They're going to be in massive, severe pain. That's
Wow.
it's a weird condition that way.
The condition that you're describing, a narrowing of the nerve canal in the spine or the neck, that seems to be a condition that would, well, it would be, as you indicated, it may be hard to correct. How do you actually then treat spinal stenosis there at Bay Area Disc Center?
Yeah, we have a great program for this condition. You know, again, you're right. Again, I'm really upfront with patients. I tell them what I think our goals are going to be when they come in for their consult evaluation. And you know, someone's goals may be, hey, let's just try and reduce your pain from 8 to 4 or 8 to 3. Let's try and get you walking, you know, instead of 5 minutes, you could walk 10 to 15 minutes. One of the big goals, of course, is to slow down the progression of the disease process. That's a big goal always. And goals will vary depending on what's causing the stenosis. Remember, there's usually three things. The disc herniating out into the canal is taking up room in the canal. The facet joints are getting arthritic. That starts to take up room, and the ligament thickens. Now, if they're coming in with a lot of bony arthritic change, that's those facet joints taking up room. Well, the goals aren't as good. You know, the outcomes aren't as good because I can't take bone away during our process. If it's a lot of disc material sticking in the canal, well, then yeah, then the prognosis is much better for the patients because I can draw in disc material. Goals are different, but our program is several things. It's spinal decompression, where we can bring in new fluid and nutrients into the disc and draw on disc material that creates more room. We are going to do a lot of different therapies, from deep tissue laser to reduce inflammation in that area, right? Because that also causes some of the problems. We want to calm that area down and reduce that inflammation. Also, the laser helps reduce pain. We may do muscle stim and ice to also reduce muscle tightness because those muscles are guarding very hard to protect that nervous system. And of course, we're going to do exercises. We want to try and restore as much extension into that patient's lower back as we can, or even in their neck. So there's several therapies that we do. I kind of devise a plan based on what's presented to me with the patient. And there's other things we do, even from shockwave therapy to just reduce some of the scar tissue and adhesions that have developed. So I develop a plan we call disc restoration therapy. I'm not making that patient 16 again, but I'm trying to make them a better version of whatever their age are.
Folks, a reminder here that you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today, we're talking about relief from spinal stenosis and back pain. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or you can log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, BayAreaBackPain.com. Okay, you've given us a really good understanding, I think, of what spinal stenosis is and how you approach treating it. But what if a person just tries to ignore the pain and just push through it?
Well, Dave, that's probably the worst thing they could do because remember, this is a degenerative disc disease. It's a condition that gets worse. It's a disease process. The longer we ignore it, the worse the condition gets. If you stop brushing your teeth and flossing and going to the dentist, what's going to happen to your teeth? They're going to continue to decay. This is spinal decay, Dave. These joints will continue to become more arthritic and continue to what we call hypertrophy or enlarge, and that's going to keep growing into the canal. That disc herniation is going to continue to bulge out farther, again, taking up more room in the canal. That ligament, ligamentum flavum, is going to continue to thicken. So this patient who just wants to wait it out, the longer they wait it out, the more severe their symptoms are going to be. It's going to be more chronic back pain. Those pain levels are going to gradually escalate. It's going to be more bending forward. It's going to be more numbness and tingling in your extremities. Dave, if I told you, if you don't do anything in 10 years, you're going to not be able to stand and walk for more than 5 or 10 minutes, if you really understood that, you'd probably run into the office right away to get evaluated. But that's what happens. But remember, we could see our teeth decay, so we run to our dentist. We can't see our spine decay, so we ignore it until it's too late. And that's why I try and really stress to people out there that when it comes to your spine, you just do not want to wait. You want to get that corrected as soon as possible.
So again, folks, if you are hearing your condition being described, or maybe the condition of a loved one, you can call for that complimentary appointment. The number to call is 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Now, as I said, we're also going to talk about back pain today, which is more common than spinal stenosis. What is the number one reason people come to you because they have back pain?
Well, probably the number one would be a disc herniation and sciatica. Those are probably the two biggest things that we see most often. And sometimes it could be really severe pain for the patient. I tell patients, I could have the biggest, strongest guy in my office, and he's pretty much laying on the floor because he's in so much pain. You can't fight it. It's just really a very uncomfortable condition. And yeah, we see a ton of it. I think that's what we're the best at treating, to be honest with you. I think spinal decompression is a game changer for patients with disc herniation and sciatica because it's really the only non-surgical treatment that can make a physical change to the disc, which then creates more room for those nerves in your back.
Wow.
All other things just work on symptoms. Pain medication just masks symptoms. Epidural injections just reduce some inflammation, but again, it's not working on the disc herniation. I'm a chiropractor. I love chiropractic. It helps realign vertebrae and gets things moving and functioning better, but it's not changing the disc herniation. Dave, I own sports injury centers for over 15 years. I'm all about exercise and rehab, and that's part of our program. But if that's all you do is physical therapy and just try and strengthen the muscles, you're just strengthening muscles around the disc herniation. You're not changing changing it. Spinal decompression was invented by two very smart doctors, one Harvard neurosurgeon, Norman Shealy, to actually treat disc herniation and sciatica non-surgically and to make a change to the disc. That's why I call it the game changer.
You gave us a good example of spinal stenosis of a patient who came to you. What about a patient who came to you with a disc problem?
Well, this patient, his name's Will. Again, he's in my San Mateo office also. And he's only halfway through his program. And he's only 20 years old. And he came in with a, sometimes I get these young kids with large disc herniations, and he's one of them. He comes in with a 14 millimeter disc extrusion pushing off to his right side, and it's just butted up against his nerve root. And this kid has tried everything. He's done the meds. He's done an injection. He's tried physical therapy, chiropractic. He's tried acupuncture, and nothing has worked for him. And because, again, they're just working on symptoms. And he came in, his pain's about 7 to 8 out of 10. And I'm not quite halfway through the program, and we already have his pain levels down to 3. Again, because the decompression is working on his actual problem, right? We've actually targeting the core true problem. And it's already making an effect. You know, and one thing with young kids, you know, they're healthy. They got young tissues. They respond pretty quick. Where, you know, an 80, 90-year-old, they more arthritic change. They may not respond as fast. But this young man has responded really well. I really think we're going to get this guy completely out of pain and back to all his normal activities. So he's been a good case so far.
So many times when we talk about medical issues, we all always talk about early warning is so important. When we're talking about a disc herniation, does it progress in a way where you might be able to know you have it in the early stage?
It does. This one will come both ways. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, you just do one thing and that disc just butts up against the nerve and all of a sudden you're in severe pain. But a lot of times there's all sorts of warnings over the years. It's the patient, oh yeah, I sprained my back, it lasted a couple of weeks and went away, right? Or, you know, I did some gardening or I played some golf, you know, my back kind of got hurt, but again, it went away on its own or went away with some medication. So these are just warning signs that something's going on in that area of their spine, right? Maybe it's some misalignment, you're straining muscles. But when these things happen, that disc is gradually breaking down, losing fluid and nutrients, maybe gradually starting to bulge, but not enough to cause that real severe episode. And it's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. I have patients, I just bent over to pick up a pen and all of a sudden they're laid up like, you know, they've gotten in a massive accident. But it's just the last thing that finally pushes that disc out far enough. Once it hits those nerve roots, and that's when the body wants to guard and protect. So your brain sends signals to those muscles to go into complete spasm. And then that's causing all sorts of pain. And then if the nerve roots impinged enough, then it starts to go down your leg. You get that sciatica symptoms. And then it becomes real severe. But so, yeah, you can definitely have warning signs throughout over years. But sometimes it also is just a blunt trauma or a blunt injury that herniates that disc. I get a lot of weightlifters. I had a personal trainer who was deadlifting 200-300 pounds and boom, blew out his disc. That was just a one-time shot, right? But we see a lot. Deadlifts are not good. They're good at building muscles in your behind and hamstrings, but they are not good for your disc. They blow discs out.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, located in Campbell and San Mateo. Now, if you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you are suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, or if you have a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for a free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. They treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individual, customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds, and without losing time at work, I might add. Again, call Bay Area Disc Center at 650-977-3701. or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. We hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, it's been so good to visit with you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Hopefully we educated the listeners a little bit today about disc disease, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hopefully we have been able to educate them enough that they'll be able to get the relief that they really need.
You know, you have to just make that first step, and that's just calling the office and getting in for an evaluation. That's the smartest choice.
Again, that number to call is 650-977-3701. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.